We had our food truck festival last night, and it was amazing, and it was very, very special.
It's awesome.
Towards the end of the food truck festival, we got some horribly sad news that tribe member Ketchup Bob passed away. And I feel like it's weird and beautiful that at a food event,
yeah,
we hear the news that he died, because we all know that he loved food.
Yes, he did.
He loved to eat.
Fast food especially.
Yeah.
Ketchup. Loved ketchup.
Loved ketchup.
Ketchup on everything.
And I think he would have been upset that there weren't a lot of... I don't think there was any ketchup there last night.
He would have brought it with him.
He would have brought it with him.
Yes. He would have brought packets with him.
There's literally two packets in the studio right now.
We were missing ketchup in every way last night at the Food Truck Festival. He's been such a great member of the show and showed up for everything. We'd have something out here in the parking lot at 5:30 in the morning.
Shooting bottle rockets.
And there he is at 5 a.m.
He found the mystery bottle rocket that the engine came out of and landed in my butthole. He found the casing and the stick. Hey, Brett here, over there, Cartel. Hey, I found it for you.
He didn't pull it out of your ass.
No, he didn't. It was laying for me. I put him up to your car show.
I don't believe I've ever met anyone who was 100% love.
Yeah.
100%. Not 89 or 90 or 99.
You never saw him get mad.
No. There was a guy who stole his wife away, and he still was friends with the guy.
Gosh darn it, you took my wife.
Yeah. He was a very, very special man.
Yeah.
Man, one hell of a dirty car, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The first time I met him, he rolled up. We were doing an appearance at some place in New Haven near IKEA. It was like some piano bar place.
Yeah.
And he rolls up in this. He had a Ford Taurus at the time. And all you saw was a head and shoulders sticking out of all this garbage in a car. And he goes, hey, I just want to tell you, I enjoy what you do on the show there. You're very funny, and you're very quick. You're very quick. And then he drove off. And I'm like, what the hell
What was that?
I didn't realize that was the beginning of 17 years of friendship.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, great man.
Yep.
And, the tribe was very disappointed. We all are.
Yeah.
A very distinctive voice.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Sounds kind of like Bob Dylan a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. Like if you're strangling Bob Dylan, how do you sound like me? That's the kind of voice I got over here. Hey, there's ketchup over here.
My favorite Ketchup Bob moment in 17 years was when you were finishing 24 Hours in the Box at McDermott Chevrolet.
Yep.
And you're about to come out, and Bob is rushing in to grab something. Was it ketchup?
Ketchup packets. And he also, this is exactly what he said.
Who cares, right? It's not a commodity that's hard to find or seasonal. You could go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, anywhere. Well, and get ketchup packages.
Here's where it bothered him, because that morning he got me a McDonald's steak and egg bagel. And he gave me two packs of ketchup. Now, I don't put them on there, so I had them sitting.
You need two, though. That's not enough to feel like ketchup.
I had them sitting, the two ketchup packets, sitting right on my desk in the box. And I could see him looking at them the entire time. He's fixated on them. Like, how can I be using the ketchup? Right? So when I went to leave, I heard him behind me go, hey, can I have those packets of ketchup over there? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And he also mentioned the Monster Energy drink. I had, like, cases of it on the floor. He goes, hey, can I try one of these Monster Energy? I'm like, whatever, Bob. And I turned. I turned in a rush to get out of there because I've been in the box for 24 freaking hours. And I want to get out of there. And just like I'm swinging around, there's his big body right smack in the doorway. So in order to not hit him, I veered to the right, not seeing the fan on the floor, the heater on the floor, which I tripped over and sends me ass of a tea kettle. Does anybody remember the $32,000 race? No.
No.
All they remember is me smacking the cement out of the box. All I heard was, whoa!
My favorite!
And I knew that, whoa! I'm like, there goes everything I did in the last 24 hours.
Wait, you're missing a part. My favorite part is you got up and then kicked the heater.
Well, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, because the damn thing, what else am I supposed to do?
No, but this was AJ's. This is like you're walking out of the Apollo capsule.
Right.
You know, like I just completed this great mission. This is going to be my time. I'm going to walk out.
Right.
And everyone's going to cheer the AJ mom.
Yep.
And you walk out.
Yep.
And you're, whoa.
Yeah. It'd be if Neil Armstrong fell. Out of the capsule.
Right. It would be like my whole life training for
everything
this moment.
Everything mentioned me. Like, did you see him fall? He made a moon angel. And that concrete was hard because both hands were full.
You screwed your knees up.
My knees both got damaged. My finger cut up. I was bleeding all over the sidewalk by where the trucks are at McDermott Chevrolet.
Were we able to find that audio?
I have AJ complaining about it, but I don't have Bob on the phone in this break for some reason. AJ has returned.
Do you have the audio of the video?
When I fell?
Yeah, there's a video.
I have us talking about it. That's all that I have for right now. Yeah, I mean, there's like 17 podcasts that we put up on this. I gotta keep looking for that.
All right. And then what was the clip that you do have?
So this is Ketchup Bob talking about the old rich men that he always kept calling in about. This is on Valentine's Day in 2017.
Ketchup Bob and Narwhal's on the show. Hey.
How you doing?
Good. You had advice for Stoshball?
Yeah, I told him to keep his girlfriend or whatever away from rich old men.
Well, right now, it just has left hand right now.
Huh? All right, so Bob, yeah. Bob retells this story a lot.
He needs therapy.
But you were married, right?
Yes, and 28 years ago at this time, I found out the owner of a company in Norwalk, and I trusted everything, and he pulled a fast one on me and my dad and everybody, and I was like, whoa. And then at the beginning, she didn't want to work there. But this guy kept giving her gifts, kept giving her trips, and I was working, and I was doing volunteer work, and I fell for the trap. I thought, oh, good, two incomes, Disney World, we could do everything.
Right. Right. Yep. Wait, and, did you say Disney World?
Well, yeah, at the time, my two kids, I had two small kids.
Otherwise, it'd be really weird.
Two incomes, we're going to Disney, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hon, take the friggin' job.
Right.
Of course he mentioned Disney.
Right. AJ had a great idea during the commercial break. We should ask fast food restaurants to fly their flags at half. Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. Because I recall him coming to see me at my car club cruise nights and looking in his window of his car, and there'd be like everybody represented. Burger King, McDonald's, Dutch's, Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, everybody was there.
Well, he was a professional. Like anytime we talked about any kind of fast food, he would call up and he would know the ins and outs. It was like talking to Dr. Fast Food.
Remember Free Taco Day? He managed to get a bunch of free tacos.
Three different locations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Wasn't this during the pandemic too?
Yep.
Yes.
He did.
Yep. What do we have here? We have some sound of him.
All right. So before the flubbles were a thing, Bob was calling in the line of the day. Because he would listen to every segment, every minute of the show, and he started just doing this on his own, where he'd call in at the show close. He'd say, oh, the line of the day today really made me laugh was this.
That's right.
And this was the first time that we got the classic AJ Flubble. Bob was the one that heard it and called it in.
Bob and Narwhal with the Chaz and AJ line of the day.
Okay, AJ was talking about the truck accident and almost had one himself, but almost with a train wreck.
The driver's going to need the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards, and diapers for now when it's happened.
I kind of got that.
Yeah.
It was a little clunky, but I know what you're saying.
You fairly had a train wreck earlier myself. Someday, Bob, you're going to mess up and I'm going to be there.
I forgot about that.
Someday,
thank
Bob,
you, Bob. Good
you're
job.
Mess up and I'm going to be there.
We got to hear that again because you know what that's like?
No, you don't.
You know what this is like when you're 17 and you're drunk and you arrive home and your parents talk to you and you're like, I don't understand everything they're saying and I don't want to laugh right now because they'll know I'm stoned.
Right. The driver's going to need the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards. The diapers for now, it's happened. Clear as glass. I understand what I said.
Clear as glass.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a lot of classic AJ getting right there. The birth of Flubbles and AJ's clear as glass.
I'm pretty sure I had a stroke that day.
This goes on. I don't think I've ever heard you laugh harder than you do in this moment. It goes on. We play it like another 2 times. It's so good.
Are you guys getting this?
I mean, it makes sense. Kind of. But the way you
all right, you two, I want you both to pee in a cup right now. Drug test right now, everybody. Pee in a cup right now. Right now! Let it ride!
Let it ride!
Oh. All right, you guys spoke that way, didn't you?
I've never seen Chaz laugh this hard. I've never seen this before.
Kate, you like pulled things out of nowhere and merged them together.
I got something to pull hanging. The driver's going to need to dry the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards. The diapers for now, what's happened.
All right.
We got it.
Tomorrow at 6:16.
No, we do not.
We're going to write down every single word there.
No, we do not. I'm sick tomorrow.
He just tried
My
so
weekend
hard.
Starts now.
I'm sweating right now. I'm laughing.
That was all Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks, Bob.